Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we are joined by Aaron Adams with the City of Knoxville to talk about the latest City Council meeting.
Dog Park, that's been getting some traction lately and has been moving through the City Council, have another update. I think you've come to some agreements and there's some action to be taken on that.
Sure. So this is something that's been a long time coming, and I think we've made real progress here in the last month or so. So last night's meeting was, I think, a big step in the right direction. From the staff perspective, what we've recommended to the council from the start was a relationship where we allow a separate nonprofit group to lease the space at Old Park and take that city land for something like $1 a year and allow them to administer in the dog park, meaning that they would do the licenses, they would do the shot records, verifying shot records, really working to keep the dog park up and running. As city staff, that's something that doesn't necessarily fall to what our staff does. And so in this regard, the folks who are truly passionate about it can administer that. And I think that that group was okay with that. At the same time, the city would like to see the dog park and to help provide that service to our residents. And so we can help facilitate that by entering into that lease. And as I say, the council direction was to do it at $1 a year. And so really just a token payment. And the city is helping this project move forward by allowing the use of the land at that very discounted rate.
And I understand that the Lions Club is going to be the ones taking on the lease, and they've also taken steps to insure the dog park.
Yeah, we had a representative from the Lions there last night, and also some folks who are helping behind the scenes. I think what will eventually become another nonprofit group to administer in the dog park. And part of what the city was looking for was just some liability insurance to make sure that if there ever is any kind of an incident at the park, that the groups that would be holding that lease would be insured and prepared in the case that something should happen. They've come forward with a list of rules, so we all hope that the insurance is never needed, but in the society we live in, you have to have insurance for things like that just in case a worst-case scenario happens. And so they provided some proof of insurance as part of that last night. And we feel like as a city that that helps to cover any liability, that the city won't be responsible. And that's where I think the city's recommendation really comes from, that this service can be provided in a way that doesn't cost taxpayers more, because the nonprofit will be able to raise their own funds, and also doesn't increase the city's liability to potentially cost the city in that way either. So we will not see an increase on our demands of our staff or costs to maintain the dog park or on the liability side. Really do feel like it's a good situation for everybody involved.
And another issue that's kind of been a topic of late is the possible teardown of the Attica Street Bridge. You're working with Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad in order to get that project completed, and they've offered to tear it down for the city at no cost.
This is another project that's been kind of a long time coming. At some point, the city is going to be responsible for inspections and possibly maintenance on the pedestrian bridge north on Attica. This is something that the previous council asked the previous administrator to contact BNSF and see if they would be willing to help with the removal of that structure. Rehabilitating that structure would be extremely expensive, especially if the city's intent was to bring it back to a level to handle vehicular traffic. It's currently used as a pedestrian bridge, but the bridge, from a non-engineering standpoint, is visibly in bad shape, and it doesn't get better. And so that was the direction of the old council. This has unfolded over several months and even years, but we do have a proposal from BNSF that would remove that structure and really remove the city's liability of that structure, and that they would do that at their cost. So from the city's perspective, this is a great win-win situation. BNSF is able to remove one more crossing point that they're always anxious to close crossings where they can, whether those are at grade on a street or a bridge like this situation.
Thanks again to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.